from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
It's so many new players that, like, it's kind of just been, like, learning this team, I think, has been so interesting.
And I would love to go out there fresh off of ACL and have 14 sacks like I did my fourth year in the league, but, you know, that just didn't happen.
Mike Danger.
Different level of intensity to not Josh Allen's game, but Josh Allen, the leader.
Gene Battaglia.
This wasn't the product coming into the NFL. It's because Josh Allen is coachable.
The defense starting to get a feel for the guys they're playing against. It gives them an incredible advantage.
Wednesday and Thursday morning, the final two practices here in Rochester.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
You're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, glad you're with us. From the cozy confines of our High Falls studios, a break from camp today with a day off for the team. The Bills return to St. John Fisher tomorrow for their final practices tomorrow and Thursday, all leading up to Saturday's preseason opener from Orchard Park against the Bears.
The Bears, which you're not going to.
No, I unfortunately had prior commitments that I can't get out of. Sad. It's a sad day.
I feel for you, bud.
Yeah, but we do what we have to do.
See, you don't remember this. I don't know if I ever told you the story on the air, because you know I cover the Bills home games, but there were a couple home games that weren't home. I'm talking about the Toronto series.
Yeah.
And I offered you, like, when we first met, like, hey, this is like 09, I want to say, the Bears were up in Toronto. Yeah. And you were like, no. But I think you had a newborn at home at that point.
Yeah, so. I probably did. And then the other part of it is, you look, if you go to NFL games, and I've been to NFL games, and you've been to NFL games, and there's a charge that you get from going to the games and seeing them live, and all of that's fine. I don't need to do it that frequently to be satiated as a fan. I'm more than comfortable watching the games from home or from a bar.
We're not talking about that, though. This is your team coming to your area.
I know.
This is where, yeah.
I know. And I have a plan at some point this season to get to Chicago.
Oh.
And to see a game. I'm circling the Carolina game. Feels like a win. I want to go, you know, when I can get frisky and crazy and not have to worry about not get angry. You know, I want to be happy. I want to be in a good mood.
In tickets for Carolina, I would imagine not going through the. What time of year is this?
I think it's in October.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. It's
lining up nicely. So that's what I'd like to do. At that point, I'll know a little bit more in what we have and what the Bears have in Caleb Williams, I should say. And I'm just not going to invest time in a loser. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Bears have been so bad for so long. I'm a fan. I'll always be a fan. I can't help it. But I'm not going to plunk down the hard-earned to watch a losing product. I want to see what they're about.
I was looking this up for you, bud. You can't. The Blackhawks start out on the road this year. So it's October 6th, Carolina at Chicago.
No, I am a couple of weeks away from turning something into a nice little weekend north of the border in Toronto. My daughter, for her birthday, wants to go see Childish Gambino, the Donald Glover, the actor Donald Glover's alter ego when he's on stage doing his hip hop shows, his Childish Gambino. My daughter's a big fan. She wants to go to the show. And I'm like, are the Jays in town? And they're actually in Chicago on Sunday, but they're back in Toronto against, I think, the Reds the following day. So I might make a two-night stay out of it there and do a concert at at Scotiabank Arena one night and then go see the Jays at Rogers Center.
Ellie De La Cruz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun game to watch, right? See the Reds and the Jays. And my daughter yesterday was like, yeah, I'd go to a baseball game. I'm like, okay, let's work on that. We'll you know, I got to talk to you and we got to get the dates.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah.
But unfortunately for your hero, Gino, I can't make the preseason game work. I can't make the first. And we don't know yet if Caleb Williams is going to be starting because they haven't made it official. But come on.
No, they're waiting until Thursday. Like, what are we game planning for preseason games? We don't want Buffalo to know who to prepare for. Stop
playing
that.
Coy for like, the preseason.
You named this guy number one on your depth chart.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
He is number one on the depth chart.
Yeah,
by the
so
way. Like,
why?
I don't think Brett Rypien is any threat to Caleb Williams. He looked good in the Hall of Fame game, though. Oh boy, did you see him in the Hall of Fame game? It is that time of year. I mean, we're talking about the preseason, but Week One will be here before we know.
I love Week One. You know, I love Week One, and I'm already starting to think about options for Survivor football, and we'll get to that point. There's so much that can change here in 1 month, of course. One of the options, though, would be the Bills. You know, the Bills are 7-point favorites against Arizona. That fits all the criteria. Boom, 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 boom. But
for Survivor football, if you're new to the show, this is Gene's passion during football season. I think you spend more, I think you invest more of your time in analyzing this more than fantasy football, certainly more than legalized sports betting. This Survivor football thing is your passion.
To quote Masterstroke, careful analysis.
You really, really,
careful analysis.
Really think about this before you make your pick week in and week out.
Well,
and if you know Survivor football, you know you can only pick one team one time, one game a week. It seems like it'd be easy. It's not.
It's not. There's another game that also fits this criteria, Danger, and do we dare go near this one? Like, yeah, we're coming up on this, right? Patriots at Bengals.
Oh.
Bengals favored by our favorite number here in the sports bar.
9 times.
I mean, again, the cliche. It checks all the boxes, Mike Danger, when it comes to Survivor football here. You've got the favorite at home, non-division. Yes, let's do this. But
didn't the Bengals burn us 1 year?
2 years.
Oh, they burned us.
That's how we got knocked out last year. C.J. Stroud knocking us out.
The Bengals.
And then freaking Mike White on Halloween.
That's right.
So
Bengals.
9 points? I'm sorry, that's too much. I know the Patriots are bad. If we're Drake May, I'd be like, take Cincinnati. May will be, you know, turning the ball over. But it's Jacoby Brissett.
I don't know, man. Is
the Bengal offense really going to look primed and ready to go week one to cover? It feels icky. I would take the points in the Patriots.
Ugh.
I'm going to keep track of this, by the way, making these slow rollouts week one.
You got a little tracker, a little spreadsheet?
Yes, tracker here.
That's good. We're about accountability in the sports bar. So you're saying Patriots with the points, it's 9 right now. The spread is at 9.
9 times.
And look, it's when I pick the game. Well, so let's say Burrow gets hurt. Oh, my gosh, now it's down to 4. No. I'm picking it at 9. This is where my money is going right now.
Okay. I don't think there's, I mean, I know reports on Drake May haven't been favorable, but what makes you think Jacoby Brissett is that much better than Drake May?
They'll just keep it very, very simple. That's all. That's all I'm looking at this, Danger.
Ramondre Stevenson, Stevenson, stretch play, Ramondre Stevenson, third down, screen. Like they don't have anybody on offense.
This is the beauty of also Survivor football. The fact that things we think are true sometimes go right. You don't know how good these teams are. Yeah. They're not showing you anything in the preseason. I'm not
don't get me wrong. I'm not saying New England's going to be this dynamic offense that's going to shock the world. They're not going to be. But what about Cincinnati? Why do we think the Bengals are just going to snap their fingers and pick it back up?
Well, I think Joe Burrow is the reason why you think that.
And again,
we have to see it.
Yeah.
We want to believe Joe Burrow is healthy. We want to believe Joe Burrow's wrist is healed and that's not going to affect him for the rest of his career or certainly this season. We want to believe that Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins are... By the way, is Chase and Hendrickson, they get back on the field? They're not on the field, right?
Right. There's also that issue, too, that your best defender and your number two wide receiver and, yeah.
Well, I like the Bengals' defense. I've always liked the Bengals' defense. And I think against an offense like New England that doesn't have much, 9 might be a lot, but I think I would go Cincinnati. Can I get on this action? The tracker?
Absolutely.
Can we track my picks and your picks?
We're doing the slow picks here.
Okay.
So when we get back to camp, we're not, you know, we'll do this more in August as we're kind of picking up. And I'll choose the game in advance, Danger, to give you time to kind of react.
We got
to
get PJ's picks on this, too. We should ask PJ what he likes and when he likes it.
Well, I'm going to be like, PJ, we're the first show that's starting to pick week one here, buddy.
Yeah. I think I like the Bengals in that one. I can't get behind New England, man. They look like a mess. I'm not convinced that Mr. Mayo is going to be any sort of
coach. Mayo.
I don't get the sense that they have the answer in Drake May or Jacoby Brissett. I think they're kind of a mess. I think they're going to be a mess. I think they're a bad, bad football team. And in that regard, I think the Bengals are at least 9 points better in the game. But we'll see. Week one. We'll be here before we know it. I've been so distracted this afternoon. And while we were replaying Alex Brasky, I couldn't help but notice, you know, watching the Olympic coverage and the women's 200-meter happen, the men's 1,500-meter happen earlier, the USA taking gold in that. Nice come-from-behind win in that race. We've got beach volleyball on right now, men's basketball against Brazil. So much action going on, Gino. And why do I get the sense that you're not enjoying the coverage this year?
Well, it's NBC. But I read this today. Like, take a step back. What do we think of Snoop Dogg here? Because I just
love Snoop Dogg.
I love Snoop Dogg too, but I think this has a product placement sort of feel to it, does it not?
What are you saying?
Well, here it's the opening night, and hey, I'm Mike Tirico, and we welcome in Snoop Dogg, and he's got this new show on Peacock that we want to tell you about, and you know, he's making $500,000 a day, Snoop Dogg. $500,000 a day. Add it up. 16 days, $8 million. Don't tell me NBC isn't making a hand over fist in the Olympics because they can afford to fly in Snoop Dogg for $8
million. Now, you're telling me that he has a show as well, though, right?
Right. So maybe they write it off in that regard.
Did they bake this into the expense of having him sign up for a show? If Snoop's doing a show, was this part of the agreement? Hey, to help promote the show, we'll tack on this $8 million into the, you know, overall price that we're paying you as a talent, as an actor, as whatever for this show.
Good point, because Tom Brady was promoting the World Cup a few years ago, because when I think World Cup, I think of Tom Brady.
That's right.
But that was, hey, Fox, you know, hey, you want to sign for the money, but we need you to do A, B, C, D.
That's right. Yeah. If you're going to make that kind of an investment, and NBC is making an investment in the Snoop Dogg brand, we're going to milk you for all you have, and that includes... You know, it doesn't sound like work, but go to Paris and do everything we ask you to do. Jump in that pool with Michael Phelps, even though you don't really want to swim. Get in that pool. Do it.
Well, can we get this sort of investment? I'm not a fan of the NFL coverage, but you have an opportunity to reshape. I need more than just Rambo Rock here, okay, for NBC, the NBA coming back to NBC after next season. Can we get that sort of investment? You know, like you're going to invest in talent for the NBA coverage on NBC.
Well, their NFL, the Sunday night coverage isn't horrible. It's not horrible, right? There's a lot of people. I mean, they've invested in a lot of bodies. They've got a lot of people as part of that coverage.
I just find it sleepy. Halftime.
I thought their NHL coverage was bad. You and I parked our cars in that garage.
Yeah.
I thought their NHL coverage wasn't great. But I am curious to see what their NBA coverage looks like when they bring that product back to the Peacock.
Maybe they could they do one like 1990s kind of, hey, here's Costas and Marv and Amon Rashawn.
They just get Marv's brother to do.
Kenny is Marv Albert's son.
Oh, it's his brother.
No, it's not his brother.
No, he's out there. He's doing games. That's Marv's brother. He's still out there kicking it and doing a good job.
Marv Albert, he disappeared, did he not? Like, he retired and that was
good for him. Yeah. God willing, someday when I'm able to hang it up, that's what I want. I just want to disappear. Like, you won't find me.
No, I know I won't find you because Mike Danger goes on vacation. It's like, love that vacation. I wish I had more vacation with the retirement someday, like Sandy and I going out to Florida, you know, I'm looking at property.
You're not going to find me. You're just not going to find me. I'm going to be Marv Albert. I'm going to be vapor.
I aim higher than Marv Albert.
Fine. Fair enough. All right. So we got PJ coming up next, and we'll ask him about that week one pick there, that Bengals and Patriots line.
Don't lead him, though.
No, of course.
Don't lead him. Like, hey, like, how would you assess this here?
Now, you know, some may wonder, is PJ's reputation tarnished because he believes that Carolina is worth an investment in the futures market to win the NFC South?
We talked to him about this last time, and he came out guns a-blazing, and his number one defense of the pick was look at the competition.
He's not wrong.
No.
He's not wrong. You could look at the rest of the division and be like, yeah, you got question marks all over the place in the NFC South. So I guess I understand that. I do find it curious, though, that if a quarterback going into his second year needed reps in the preseason, I think that quarterback's name would be Bryce Young. Why wouldn't you start him against the Patriots for week one of the preseason?
This is the Dave Canales way, right? If you're not familiar, Dave Canales, the eight-hour workday.
Yeah.
Like, what NFL coach has it? What person has an 8-hour workday? Yeah. Like, honestly, you're putting in a little extra if you want to get ahead.
Maybe you and I are just doing it differently. We're doing it wrong, pal. We do work. We do put in the time. We do put in the effort, the hours.
Well, go sign up to be on his staff.
You and I need to take our foot off the gas,
Dave,
dude.
Canales swears he's going to let his coaches out at 5 o'clock and then early on Fridays at 3.
Oh, we have summer hours where...
It's like, either that or that's a guy that signed up for this, cashed the check, and is like, you know, I'm getting fired anyways. Why bother?
Hey, it's Tepper's birthday. We're inviting you all into the team facility. We're going to have cake and ice cream for, please join us in singing happy birthday to David Tepper, our owner. It's the scene from Office Space, and everybody's just standing around and wondering, you know, why they have to file TPS reports. That's the culture that they're building in Carolina, 8-hour workdays. You don't have to play in the preseason, even though you probably need those reps. Well, PJ likes him to win the South as a long shot bet in the futures market. We'll get to PJ Glasser, the host of BetQL's Send It In, joining us on a Tuesday this week and stopping by next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Lester, the Fan, Rochester Sports Update.
Bills players off today, 9:45 a.m. Wednesday and Thursday, and then camp's going to break at St. John Fisher for 2024. Middle linebacker Terrell Bernard says this is his defense now.
At the end of the day, we know we're not going to be perfect, but that's something that we strive for. And, you know, when something happens, whether it's my communication or the execution of the defense, I take full responsibility if we're not up to that standard.
Bills and Bears, 1 o'clock Saturday. Our pregame coverage will begin at 11 a.m. here on the Sports Leader. We'll talk to P.J. Glasser, host of Send It In on the BetQL Network, coming up next year in the Sports Bar. Luis Gil going for the Yankees tonight. They're home against the Angels. The Red Wings playing in Buffalo. U.S. men's basketball, no problems so far with Brazil. 63-36, the U.S. leading at the half. U.S. women's soccer team advancing to the gold medal game, 1-0 over Germany. Gene Battaglia in the Sports Leader, the Fan Rochester.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
We are joined now by the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, P.J. Glasser. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. P.J., before we talk to you about the Olympics, before we talk to you about this weekend's Wyndham Golf Tournament, we got to talk a little NFL. We did that last week, and you know we talked to you about the futures bet that was controversial, created some BetQL on BetQL crime, where you said that the Panthers is a long shot to win the NFC South. You could do a lot worse. Gino and I were just looking over Week 1 lines because we have nothing else to look forward to other than Week 1 of the NFL, and well, we saw that the Bengals -9 at home against the Patriots and wanted to get your lean on this one.
Guys, you picked the perfect game to start out with because we got Joe Burrow against Gerard Mayo. So I will be looking forward to this one. I'm going to let you guys know that this is my survivor pick. I know when we get into football season, I know you and Gene, you guys love your survivor. It's awesome. I can already tell you guys, this is going to be my play. Is going to be the Bengals. You got a rookie head coach in Mayo. Patriots will probably go with Brissett, depending on how Drake May looks in the preseason. Maybe they go with him. But either way, tough spot going on the road, playing in Cincinnati. And the Bengals are notorious in the Burrow era for getting off to slow starts. Like, they always start the year 0-2, 1-3. But this is really the first offseason, and there is obviously still some time to go, where Burrow really hasn't had anything come up. Obviously, he's coming off of that injury. But this is kind of like their last dance, right? They're going to let Higgins go at the end of the season. So it's the last year with Burrow, Chase, and T. Higgins. I just think it's a good spot for the Bengals at home. This game reminds me a lot when Baltimore was at home last year in week one against the Texans. It was a very similar spread, very similar feel, AFC North team at home against a rookie head coach, possible rookie quarterback. Ravens won that game 27-10. It's just a very similar feel. So I would lay the 9, 9.5 with the Bengals, fellas. I take them in survivor pool. Don't overthink it. Don't try and save Cincinnati. I would use them in week one, and I'd lay the points with them.
See, Gino, you're overthinking it already. You're already in midseason
form. I am overthinking it, PJ. I'm like, I don't know if I would lay the 9 here.
Who are you thinking of taking?
Oh, no, I haven't made the survivor pick yet. The other one, and again, I got to like wait and see here, but Buffalo at home against the Cardinals, and that it sounds like I'm homie homer here, you know, with that pick here, but that's worth consideration too. Last I looked, the Bills were 7-point favorites in this game.
Definitely is worth consideration, guys. And you know as well as anybody that over the last 3 or 4 years, I mean, when the Bills are favored by a point spread as big as this, they usually win the game and they usually win it by double digits. And when it's closer spread, closer games, those are the ones that they tend to struggle with. I will say Kyler Murray is very, very profitable as a road dog, and he's very profitable as a road dog of 5.5 points or more. Mm. And Arizona, I mean, remember how they were to start the season with Josh Dobbs last year, right? They were covering spreads. They upset Dallas. And if you're Arizona, could you have gotten a possible better spot to go to Buffalo than week one of the season as a team that plays in the desert indoors and you get to go to Buffalo on September 8th? And we really don't know what they're going to look like. I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr. enters the equation, obviously. Kyler Murray's fully healthy, coming back, entering week one. The Bills, as you guys know, have all kinds of production they got to replace on offense and defense. So the Bills normally in this spot are really good, but man, so is Kyler Murray in Arizona. So that is no doubt going to be a very popular survivor play as well. I personally am going to stay away from that game.
Yeah, we don't save, right, in survivor football, PJ, but I like talking about this now. 1 month in advance, by the way, the season will have already began. We're less than a month away from the kickoff there on that Thursday night. So your thoughts here on, you know, just kind of how we're entering the preseason here fully this week. We've got the Bills and Bears. We've got some action before that. We got action on Thursday night. We got the Patriots and Panthers. Bryce Young's not playing. Is there anything in the preseason, PJ, that you say, you know what, this will be fun to kind of play?
I usually, Gene, like attacking teams with first-year head coaches or teams with rookie quarterbacks because I feel like those teams are – the rookie head coaches obviously are trying to prove themselves. They're trying to get their team ready for the season. And then, you know, the rookie quarterbacks, obviously, they're trying to make a name for themselves in the NFL. The first-teamers are trying to get them confidence going on in the season. That preseason is so tough to judge, guys. We were talking about this last week, and you just don't know who's playing, how long they're playing for, what the motivation is going to be. So you try and get advantages. And to me, if you have a team coached by a rookie head coach, you know, there's going to be motivation there for them. And then rookie quarterbacks obviously trying to make a name for themselves as well. And then, fellas, honestly, just bet the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens, if you dominate, right?
I was just going to say that.
I mean, guys, they're like 2.5-point favorites against the Eagles at home. And now the Eagles are actually favorites. So that line's moved here in a little bit. The Ravens were favored earlier. Yeah, I'm seeing the Eagles right now at BetMGM are 1.5-point favorites at the Ravens. So you guys know I love me a stinky line. Like, if this was a regular season game, I'd be all over the Eagles. But, I mean, the Ravens have lost like one preseason game in the last 6 or 7 years or something like that. So that's a team that's always profitable during preseason. So they're another great bet as well.
Hey, PJ, is there anything left in Paris that you're eyeing that we can make some money off of here in the games?
You know, it's going to be interesting, guys, to see how Team USA fares here down the stretch. They're going to make it to the semis. They're up nearly 30 points right now on Brazil. But it looks like they're going to get a rematch with Serbia in the semis, and then they're either going to get France or Germany in the finals. It just feels like they're going to get tested in one of these games. Maybe it is Serbia in the next round who already played them earlier. So you know, U.S. is going to be big favorites in every game they play. They're probably going to win the gold medal. But I think one of these next two games, they are going to get challenged by somebody. So that's what I'm looking at, Danger. I'm going to bet Serbia plus the points in the semis. And then if the U.S. covers that spread, I'm going to take either Germany or France in the final. I just think that at some point, this team is going to get challenged down the stretch. Even with all the talent that they have, the mismatch that they have against all these teams, it never is easy. Somebody always gives you a game, and Serbia is very good. Germany and France are as well. So I think U.S. will have a tough game in either the semis or the finals.
PJ Glasser, your host, has sent it in on the BetQL Network. Before we get to the action on the diamond here tonight, PJ, we've got some golf as the tour goes to Jim Boeheim's favorite town in America, Greensboro, North Carolina, the Wyndham Championship. A lot of the talent overseas at the Olympics. So as we're coming on back, PJ, is this a tournament we can take advantage of?
It is, guys, because this is the final PGA Tour event before the FedEx Cup playoffs. So there's a lot of incentive for guys this week to play really well, try to make it into the playoff, the 3-week leg. The winner wins like $20 million if they win the Tour Championship. So a lot of incentive this week. And I'm going with the favorite, Sungjae Im, at 14-1. He's the heavy favorite for a reason, guys. Sungjae, very quietly, is one of the most consistent golfers on the planet right now. In his last 10 events, he's finished in the top 15 in 8 of those events. Very good course history here at the Wyndham Championship. Guys, this course isn't a very big course. The fairways are pretty generous. It's going to be a birdie fest. You're looking at like guys in the mid 20, 24, 25 under range that are going to win this week. They're calling for a lot of rain too. So that's going to soften the golf course. It's going to make it that much easier. So you're looking for great iron players this week, guys that are good putters, and guys that are going to make a lot of birdies. Im's a great iron player. I just mentioned how good of a form he is in. So I like him a lot. And then if you want a couple long shots as well, there are two guys at 80-1 that I like as well. Ben Griffin is the first one. I think Ben Griffin is probably one of the top 5 guys in the field this week. If you combine iron play with putting, very good iron player, very good putter. I think he could be a factor this week. And then there are just certain events that certain golfers just show up at, and they always play well. Webb Simpson, his last 9 times playing here, guys, has finished in the top 7 of those 9 times. He went to Wake Forest, so he knows North Carolina area very well. He loves this tournament, and he always plays well here. So Webb's 80-1 to win this week. I certainly take a stab at that, and then you'll get great prices on him to finish top 20, top 10 as well. He does it just about every time he tees it up here. So Webb Simpson, Ben Griffin, a couple of long shots I like. But I do think the favorite, Sungjae Im, takes care of business this week.
PJ, while we're talking about golf, not from a betting perspective, just wanted to get your stance from a fan's perspective of what we saw in Paris last weekend with that final and Scottie Scheffler's comeback, and just the final round leaderboard and how impressive that round was for everybody involved.
Oh, guys, Olympic golf is sick. It's awesome, man. I mean, those guys don't play for any prize money. Depending on your country and if you medal, they might give you, a bonus of whatever place you finish in. But those guys are just playing for pride. They're playing for country. That is the most emotional I've ever seen Scotty on a golf course. You know, people that watch golf knows he's a pretty reserved dude. He really doesn't show much of emotion. For a guy that's already won 7 times this year, he's won the Masters twice. For that to be the most emotional I've seen him on a course, he's crying afterwards on the podium. I mean, it's just awesome to see, I mean, these guys every week play for millions of dollars, and for them to just go out there and battle just to win medals is so cool. You kind of saw the same thing in tennis, right? I mean, Djokovic and Alcaraz have had so many battles. Djokovic has won everything in tennis. The only thing he hadn't won is the gold medal. And by his reaction, you would have thought that he had never won a major before. So it's awesome that the best players in the world, all-timers, Hall of Famers, they get into an Olympic setting, and it's like, they would treat it as like we would if we won an Olympic medal. So I think it's awesome, and I can't wait for it to be on U.S. soil in 2028. It's going to be really cool.
PJ, full slate of action tonight in the majors. Everything is under the lights. The biggest favorite on the money line, and no surprise, it's the Yankees at home against the Angels. They're minus 295. This is where it gets weird, though. The second biggest favorite on the money line tonight, never thought we'd say this, the Oakland A's, minus 225. That's because they are playing the historically bad Chicago White Sox. And now all of a sudden, I'm going to be glued tonight, Danger, here to White Sox and A's. PJ, what do you think about that matchup?
Guys, I don't know how anybody can, in good faith, bet on the White Sox with their money. I really don't know how you can do it. Unless you're walking outside and, like, you see, like, a white sock on the ground and you just get a sign, you know, something that, like, today's the day. I don't know how you could. They are so bad. It's impressive. So, I mean, Gene, like you said, I mean, at the end of the day, they are playing the A's, who are one of the three or four worst teams in baseball along with Chicago, and they're minus 210. So, I mean, from that standpoint, I could understand why somebody would take Chicago, but I couldn't do it, guys. I couldn't do it. I'm interested to see, though, after this series, if they get swept by the A's, they play the Yankees and then they play Houston. And I think there are going to be a couple games in those series where Chicago might be like plus 325, plus 350, just to win a single baseball game. And then at that point, I think, like, you got to just – it's just price dependent at that point. Like, it's baseball. You would think they got to win soon. So that's when I probably would think about betting the White Sox, but – I wouldn't do it tonight, and man, they are really bad, guys, really bad.
PJ, I like the Rays on the money line tonight in St. Louis. Talk me out of it.
You know, Danger, I didn't touch that game. Sonny Gray's on the mound for St. Louis, so that's why the price is what it is. The Cardinals kind of been up and down. I don't hate the play. I didn't end up touching it, so I think it's a good price, plus 125.
Yeah.
If anything, I would probably touch the over a little bit at 7.5. That's the only play I was considering in that game. Guys, I've got to talk to you, though, about the Twins and Cubs game. Did you see the total for that game today is 6? I did a double take when I saw that. I had to go around to other sports books and make sure, like, that was a real thing. I don't know if I've ever seen a 6 before. This opened up at 5.5 in some spots. This is my best bet of the day. Yesterday, the Royals and Red Sox total was at 10 in KC. And, like, whenever I see a double-digit spread or a total like that at a pitcher's ballpark, that's always an indicator for me. They combined for 14 runs yesterday. Apparently at Wrigley today, they're supposed to be getting winds that are coming in at, yep, like 20, 25 miles per hour. So it is blowing in. Two good pitchers in Lopez and Imanaga, like 6. I understand is really, really low. There's a reason why it's that low. So I like that under 6 today in Twins and Cubs.
Yeah, hopefully they get that in. As soon as you said 6, I'm like, wait a second. They must know the wind is blowing in if this is at Wrigley here tonight. PJ, great stuff as always. Tell everybody about Send It In.
Send It In, guys. You can catch Monday through Friday, 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. We're streaming on the BetQL Network, twitch.tv. /BetQL, YouTube /Odyssey Sports. We're going through our college football previews, NFL previews, and we're just gearing up for the season, fellas. It's going to be here before we know it.
I also saw this report, PJ, before you go, that actually the SEC is going to provide injury reports. Like, wait a second, they haven't been doing that already?
That was my reaction, too. I didn't realize that that wasn't a thing, but I guess that's good that they're doing that. But Gene, it's funny you say that because I had the same reaction when I saw that story. How can that, like, not be a thing that people don't know who's playing leading up to kickoff? I guess it wasn't.
What's our timeline to start talking college football with you, PJ?
Oh, guys, whenever you want. I mean, if you want to do it next week, again, I'm pretty locked in. I've run through all the Power Four conferences. I mean, whenever you want to start talking about it, I'm ready.
That's
for you
guy.
Guys.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it to start.
Oh, my God. Appreciate you, PJ. Thanks for everything, bud.
You fellas are the best. Talk to you later.
Thanks, PJ.
That's PJ Glasser. You can hear him on BetQL's Send It In, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, and Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
Wow. We are 18 days away from week 0. Florida State, Georgia Tech kicks it off. in Dublin.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's,
yeah.
I learned from playing college football 25 that that's a game that's overseas. Neutral field.
Yeah, because you're Mr. Florida State.
I had Florida State for dynasty mode. I wanted to see if I can get the Seminoles a natty in my first time playing the game.
Yeah, it's. I thought we would have more here, but New Mexico, Montana State, SMU, Nevada, Delaware State, Hawaii.
I'm gonna watch whatever's on. I'll watch. It doesn't really matter. I mean, the Florida State game. Yeah, I'll watch that. Week zero. I'm ready for it.
You
Let's
realize
go.
Florida State? They're also the standalone on Labor Day, which I love the fact that they do that. Give us something on Labor Day. Boston College of Florida State.
That's right. Yep. I can, believe me, I can rattle off Florida State's schedule. I've gone through it virtually now already. And yeah, it's a fun game. When I get my brother-in-law, who has never played video games, look down on players, on gamers, on people that play video games. Never could have been him. And I put that joystick in his hand and said, "You're Drew Allers for the afternoon, buddy. Go out there, get a W against Iowa, the team you hate the most. Go get it." And he did. He loved it. That's a good game. That's fun.
You're going to be sitting at home tonight. Bing bong. Hey, what about come down and play?
It's a fun, fun game. If you could turn somebody who's never played, not even a casual gamer, somebody who's never played, and give them that control and get them that juiced about it, yeah, that's an influential game. Really appreciate PJ giving us. I got to look at that. Go back and look at that Cubs Twins over under
6.
Yeah.
What? I ain't even going to get the game in tonight because I'm looking at the forecast. I'm like, it looks a little sketchy.
Is the Yankee game postponed? Did I see that? That's postponed as well.
I haven't seen that yet.
I'm just looking over some start times here on BetQL, and BetQL has it listed as postponed, but I haven't.
Oh, yep, that came through.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So. Hey, look, full slate of action tonight. I'm going to go ahead and against PJ's better judgment, I'm going to raise money line against Sonny Gray and the Cardinals.
Well, the Yankee game being postponed. Your biggest favorite tonight, your Oakland Athletics.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, when you have a team at plus 300 just to win a ball game, I hear what PJ's saying. Like, at that point, they're going to win a game eventually.
Well, it gets now to the, you're the opposing team.
You don't want to be the team that loses.
Right. If the White Sox can't get one of the next two in Oakland, I think that Cannon is like the one respectable pitcher I think the White Sox have. He's going tonight. If they don't get out of Oakland with a W, oh my gosh, you've got Houston. You've got the Yankees.
This is greatness. This is what we're going after.
If you're Aaron Boone, you have to just say, internally, we can't be the team that loses these guys.
That's right. You cannot. In fact, even if they break the streak before they get to the Yankees, you still can't lose to that team. You lose one game to that team, if you're the Yankees, that's embarrassing. You can't do that. No way. At some point, they are going to get one. At some point. Maybe it's not tonight. PJ keeping an eye on it, and he's saying if it gets to plus 300 or so to win a game against those better teams, then maybe then you bet it. Wow. Historically bad. We want greatness, boys. We want greatness. Keep losing. No excuses. Happy Hour is on the way next in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. We'll get you caught up on everything happening around the NFL today. We still don't have confirmation on a Brandon Ayuk deal.
I think there's a reason for that.
It's a lot of talking.
Yeah, I think we can get into why that's being held up right now.
We've got a little bit more color as far as what we're going to see this weekend on the field in terms of who's playing and who's not playing. Some surprises in who is playing. Some surprises in who aren't playing. The Bills off today. We've got two more practices at St. John Fisher University tomorrow and Thursday. We'll look ahead to those practices and what we can expect. That's all coming up, as well as your phone calls. You can pull up a stool and join us here in the Sports Bar at 866-4326. That number again is 585-866-4FAN. We appreciate you checking us out on YouTube, our YouTube channel, at The Fan Rochester. Like and subscribe while you are there. All of our video content, our streams, our shows, our interviews from Bills training camp, all posted for you there on our YouTube channel. We're also streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/ The Fan Rochester, and you can always engage with us on X as well, at The Fan Rochester. The best place to bet the games this summer is FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. I'm Mike Danger for FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 95.7 The Fan, because right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Then you can bet on all your favorite international teams and all your favorite sports, from basketball to badminton and soccer to swimming. FanDuel has it all, so don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Mike to sign up and start betting the games today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.